This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Logan Green, CEO of Groundworks. Welcome, Logan.
Thanks for having me.
Logan, Groundworks is a 501c3 nonprofit, youth-driven community art space in Tucson. Could you describe the space to us?
Yeah, so the organization has been around since 2019. So we're a relatively new organization. And then we got a lease at the beginning of this year in 2020 to build out our venue and gallery and education space kind of at Broadway and Tucson area. Right when you come in, you actually get to see this awesome piece by Lauren Cabrera. And that is 9 feet tall. It's a giant circle. And it's something that even when we show pictures, it just does not do it justice. You really kind of have to see it in person to get the whole feel. But it's a giant splash of colors. Almost looks like a 9 foot tall watercolor painting. It's so amazing to look at. And that's kind of something we're really happy about to be able to host here, host local artists and have their work bring life to our space.
Logan, tell us about the programming that you have going on this month and next month.
Right now, we're offering a few different things that we kind of do consistently, like art shows that we have on our website and virtual content that we can offer for artists so they can display their art and sell their art. And then we have different videos from artists who've performed here, local musicians. And we have those kind of featured on our website. And some of those we kind of have ongoing, and some of them last for a week or a weekend or something like that. And then in 2021, we're actually starting a lot more of our educational components. One of the big things we're doing starting in January, but going throughout until the summer, will be these social clubs that are virtual social clubs for youth ages 11 through 17. And the idea behind them is that right now, a lot of students are doing these virtual classes and online learning, and it doesn't add that social element that school does. So through the arts and through artistic subjects like guitar gear or character design or some other ones that we have to offer, we're trying to create a social aspect and something that students can go to totally for free and meet like-minded peers who want to learn these same sort of things and want to talk about them and discuss them and hopefully eventually come out of quarantine with a bunch of new friends.
Logan, I understand that you are a fifth generation Tucsonan. How have art and music spaces for youth changed over the years?
I was born and raised here, obviously, and like you said, fifth generation. So it's been a lot of my family over the last century or two being here. I've noticed a lot of shifts in the last 20 years of kind of arts and music, but specifically for young people, for people of all ages. There's always been kind of a bar scene, and that even goes kind of ebbs and flows. But the music scene for youth really kind of has much bigger dips and valleys, I would say. That's that when I was 19, there was 4 or 5 all ages music venues that were just doing that. And maybe they would do a little bit more or have some other income to pay the bills, but it was really just that sort of thing. And so when I was 19 and 20, I, you know, played at different venues every night of the week, and it wasn't a problem. I didn't have to worry about getting a fake ID or something like that to go play a show. Now those places have dried up, and other places have tried to do more all ages. I know Congress works with a lot of these youth bands, and that, I think that's really awesome to give them that outlet. But there's no dedicated space. And so that's what Groundworks is trying to fill.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Logan.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery, Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. Call 777-7000 or visit BenjaminSupply.com or GalleryTucson.com.